With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Let's bring in... Can we go now, Dan? Okay, need a second here. Don Trump Jr. will be with us momentarily here. They're processing him, and we had him here in Philadelphia for a speaker series recently. It was incredible. All right, let's go to Don Trump Jr. here on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome back, Don. Thanks for joining us today, and congratulations on the book. It was fabulous.
Well, I appreciate that, Dom. Good to be back with you, man. We, you know, had a good time trying to get the truth out there about, you know, Joe Biden, since no one in the media wants to actually do it. I mean, think about how insane it is that I had to write a book to discuss Joe Biden's half a century as a swamp creature, the corruption, the bad policy, the bad issues with race, the disastrous positions on trade. And no one in the media would pick up those stories. Just like, you know, in Pennsylvania, where you're from, no one will talk about when Joe Biden goes there. He says he's not against fracking. It's like point number two on his platform, that he'd eliminated all. There's 15 examples of him speaking to people in person. But, you know, the media, you know, they know that would hurt Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. So he can go and lie to people's faces, and they just say, oh, okay, no problem. He can go say the exact opposite 2 hours later in a different state, and no one's going to call out the hypocrisy. No one's going to question it. No one's going to actually look to the policies that are literally written on his webpage. They just let him say whatever they want because the media is no longer a media. They are no longer journalists. They are simply activists for the radical left.
Hey, Don, but have you noticed that you're traveling the country? You can tell me, but here at Talk Radio 1210 and what we see, there is something that has stuck. Even some of these CNN types are asking somewhat Joe Biden about packing the Supreme Court. That's where I think we have to go in the next debate. That has stuck.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, I think that's crazy that, you know, it's sort of like, but the Democrats can get away with this stuff usually, right? You know, you do have an occasional person saying, okay, this is insane, but like Nancy Pelosi with Obamacare, right? You gotta pass it to find out what's in it. So you gotta elect Joe Biden to find out what he's gonna do. So you could say you could stack the Supreme Court. You could basically say, hey, we haven't won these decisions. We don't have, you know, so we're gonna go back and change the rules and change the playing field to get what we want. I mean, the Supreme Court's supposed to be just following the Constitution. And even you saw yesterday, probably, I think it was Newsweek, one of the, you know, magazines basically saying, what is this crazy radical position of Amy Coney Barrett that she's an originalist? What is that? I mean, it literally means you plan on following the Constitution. Like, as a jurist, as a judge, as a justice, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. And in today's day and age, in today's world, following the Constitution, according to the left and the media and others, is a radical position. That's how it's been. Now, they don't explain what it actually means. They just say, oh, an originalist. It must be really bad. We're going to go back to 1700s. And it's insanity what's going on here, and that they would push these kind of agendas. But that's the radical agenda. Joe Biden's just the camouflage to bring in Kamala Harris. The camouflage
now,
to bring in
job,
Bernie Sanders' platform.
You mentioned the job of judges, but the job of Don Jr. out there, the chief surrogate in many ways for your dad, but having fun. What is this UFC guy, I think I read somewhere in Florida, and taking on socialism? What's that about?
Oh, yeah. No, we had a great day on Sunday. We did 4 rallies all over Florida with Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami with Jorge Masvidal, one of the, you know, the legends of the UFC. Incredible fighter, great guy, family guy, and you know, he's got an incredible family story about not only his, you know, his aunt, but his father literally escaping Cuba on an inner tube for 6 days float to get away from this. And so when you see today's Democrat Party isn't the Democrat Party that you know from like Pennsylvania in the past that represented blue collar workers and hardworking families. This party doesn't represent that. This isn't your grandparents' Democrat Party. This isn't even your parents' Democrat Party. It's shifted so radical. It's becoming a socialist party. It's a Marxist party. Just listen to Bernie Sanders when he said, hey, ideas that were radical for the Democrats a few short months ago are now part of mainstream, you know, the mainstream Democrat Party platform. And so Jorge understands the perils of socialism and communism. He's seen it. He sees where this party is going. And, you know, to get a young, you know, great, you know, Latin fighter to come out and be like, hey, enough of this stuff, guys. We got to call this stuff out. That's not easy to be a vocal Trump supporter and all of that. But he understood those dangers. And so, yeah, we did an incredible bus tour. He went around, you know, we told that story. I do my thing. It was an amazing day on Sunday. I mean, for a 16-hour day with a lot of rallies and a lot of energy input, it was one of those where I didn't complain once about it. I may drop dead. We're working so hard because to hear that story, to hear the passion, to see someone that was never political before but just gets what's coming, that gets what's part of this radical agenda. You know, Joe Biden, again, he's just the camouflage to get in the radicals, the AOCs. We all look at Joe Biden. He doesn't have the power to stand up to them. He's not going to be moderate Joe. The media loves him because they can sell him as moderate Joe. You know, it's moderate Joe. We hear about it. He's from Scranton. He left Scranton when he was 9. It's blue-collar Joe. He's never had a blue-collar job in his life. He's been an elected senator since his 20s. His 20s. I'm the son of a billionaire from Manhattan. I have had more blue-collar jobs than Joe Biden. Give me a break. But,
hey,
you know,
Don,
what they will sell.
Your dad, were you in Sanford? I know Kimberly was last night. I think the president introduced her last night, the rally. And we've been having a lot of fun today because of the dance steps at the end of the rally last night. Are we going to see that in Johnstown tonight, do you think?
I imagine you'll see some of that. You know, he had a good time. No, I wasn't there. I was doing a tour throughout Georgia yesterday. And, you know, now I'm in where am I now? I'm in Nebraska, and then I'm going to Iowa and Chicago later on today. So we're all over the place. The reality is, for me, it doesn't make sense to be in the same place as my dad. He's, you know, he creates a vacuum. You don't need me. You need me wherever he's not at the time, and that's where I'll go.
But you're in Nebraska.
Yeah, I think we'll see some dancing. I think we'll see some more dancing. By the way, the dancing to me was nothing as good as the line where he's like, I feel so powerful. I have the antibodies. I just want to go in the crowd and kiss everyone. I'm going to kiss the guys and I'm going to kiss the girls.
Not that there's anything. Yeah, beautiful women and men. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Dom, I got to jump in real quick.
Yes,
we had a debate. Producer Dan. We had a debate, Don Jr., about your father's dancing abilities. Do you consider your father a good dancer or do you think he's a bad dancer?
You know, I'm going to say, you know what it is? He's got the guts to put it out there, whether he's good or not. You know, I would say the Trumps are blessed with many things. Rhythm is probably not one of them.
Beautiful line of the day.
In my family, I let Kimberly do the dancing. You know, she's got the Puerto Rican moves come out, and she's got some serious rhythm. So I just let her do the dancing, and I just watch.
Hey, Don Jr., thank you very much. Tell us where we can get the book still.
You can get it, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or, you know, for those of you who don't like giving your money to big tech, you can just go on DonJr.com.
Good stuff,
D-O-N-J-R. Don Jr.com. And I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.